Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning. And of course, with it being 10:10, we do talk to the Coffeeville Friends of Animals at this time every day. And we have Brad on the phone. Good morning, Brad. How are you doing today, sir?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Good to hear from you today. And before we get started on our animals, of course, and we talked to Becky about this last week, but we want to go ahead and reiterate it that you guys have gone basically to appointment only as of right now because of the rising cases of COVID-19 in the county, correct?
Yes. Yep. We are temporarily operating as appointments only. And we do ask, even with it being outside, the staff will have masks on, but if a visitor can wear a mask, great. We understand if you can't, though. But we will have our masks on even for the outdoor appointments. So you're welcome to make those with me. Please send me a text or leave me a voicemail at 620-252-9046. I can meet most days anytime between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m.
All right, that sounds pretty good. So be sure to call him up if you're wanting to make that appointment today. So let's go ahead and get started, though. Lots of great doggos and cats out there, and let's get started with the dogs.
Yes, absolutely. Real quick, you guys have probably heard us talk about Cassina.
Mm-hmm.
Cassina was our heartworm dog. We found out that her heartworm treatment was successful. So she is heartworm negative, and she went to rescue. So,
yay!
Yeah, good situation for her. Been a long time coming. But, we're also going to be sending a mama and 9 of her puppies to a rescue in Kansas City, as well as 2 other large dogs to Pittsburgh. That'll actually happen tomorrow. So, good things happening with the rescue, and
absolutely
a couple adoptions as well. So. Robo had been mentioned quite a bit. He got adopted, and then Blaine was on the list last week, I believe, but he got adopted as well.
All right, that's good to hear. I love hearing that.
Absolutely. So I, of course, always have dogs available for adoption. We still have Charlotte. She is a very, very playful and high energy. She's almost like a border collie, maybe a Kelpie and lab mix. She's black. She's got what I call teddy bear ears, so they're rounded at the top, but they stick straight up. She is around 2 years old, and we have Henry. Henry is an awesome dog. He was on Facebook recently, as well as most of these guys, but he's a beautiful collie mix. He's brown with white and black markings in there, almost like a mane. He is around 5 years old. He needs someone that's going to bond with him. Obviously, that's the goal for every dog, but he will, I really feel like he's going to be inseparable with whoever takes him on. We have Ruby Rose. Ruby is a 4-year-old brindle. She's a terrier pity mix. Her ears stick straight up. She is dog friendly with slow introduction. She probably would do better in a single dog home, but she could meet a family member's dog. She's around 50 pounds. She is up to date on rabies. And she is heartworm positive. We're working on a treatment plan for her, but an adopter would have to look at taking up some of that cost. We have Vancy. I call her Piggy. She's a very sweet little girl. She's got some extra mass, just like me. Got a blue spot on one of her brown eyes. She's tan with some white markings and black on her muzzle, and she's around 4 years old. We have Maximus, Ambrose, and Nemo, 3 boys. They were found with their 3 sisters. They were brought in. The sisters went to rescue not long ago, and the boys are up for adoption here. They're around 6 months old, and they're collie mixes. 2 of them are black with a little bit of white, and the other one is white with black markings. Really a pretty dog. We have Mousy. Mousy's a little terrier mix. He came in, and he had these little spots on his neck. And anytime I tried to lift his head up, he would yelp. So we're thinking that a bigger dog probably got a hold of him and kind of shook him around. He's doing really well now. He's up for adoption now. Healthy little guy, only about 10 pounds, and I don't think he's going to get over 20 pounds full grown. So little male terrier mix again. We have Hank. Hank was on Facebook. He came in with a ton of mats on the back half of his body. been on his tail. He is a wired hair terrier mix. We gave him a bath, we clipped his nails, we took care of the fleas, cut off the mats, and he's doing much better. He is up for adoption. He is probably an 8-year-old male. And then we have Nick. Nick's owner passed away, so Nick had to be brought to the shelter. The family was able to take the smaller dog, but Nick was left with us. He is a German Shepherd mix. He is neutered. He is up to date on his shots, and he was an inside dog, so he is housebroken. So that's the dog that I have available right now. And, of course, I have lots of cats. I can't believe it. I hate saying it, but we still have Turtle.
Aw. I finally got to see a picture of Turtle, and it's just like, I wish I could take Turtle home. He's so cute.
Yes, yes. He is an awesome cat. I've said it time and time again. He may just have to hang out in our garage, be an indoor-outdoor cat here. But, no, they're both awesome cats, both males. Tiger Stripe, Sox have white markings and a little pink nose. They're around 3 to 4 years old. They're not huge on being picked up, but they will let someone pick them up. But they love to be petted on their heads. They absolutely eat that up. And then I have Drazzy. I call her Drazzy because she reminds me of Dragon. She is black with long hair on her tail and on her body, but short hair on her face and on her neck. So it's really, at first I thought somebody shaved her, but the hair still isn't growing back. So thinking she's just that way. She's around 5 years old. She is a little on the thin side, so we're going to hold on to her. She can be adopted, but we'll hold on to her until she starts gaining weight and we are comfortable with her health situation. We have Hallie. I'm sorry. Hallie's a Siamese mixed female. You know, she's got those beautiful, she's white, bright blue eyes, and she's got some dark markings on her. She's around 2 years old. She's a small cat, so she'd be great to have in the house, very friendly and very playful.
I know what you're talking about. I used to have a Siamese cat, and once I met, those blue eyes are something else.
They sure are. We also have a kitten that'll be available at some point, and they just, you know, it's hard not to look at them.
They're hypnotizing, that's for sure.
And I'm almost done with the cats, but we have Lays and Stouffer. I'm a food guy, so both are black male kittens. They're around 3.5 months old. Super duper playful. I mean, these cats will probably run around your house in circles. and then we have Brick. Brick is a gray male kitten. He's about the same age. And we have Agatha. Agatha is a black and white senior female cat. She has absolutely no teeth in her mouth. And I'm guessing she is probably at least 12 years old, but it wouldn't surprise me if she was a few years older than that. So she's looking for a home to take her in just to keep her comfortable and give her all the soft food that she can possibly eat.
Absolutely.
And then we have Clint. Clint is our yellow and white male cat. He's also an older cat. He had a rough go of it, just according to the way he looked when he first came in. He still got some hair missing on his ears. I think he was out tomming around. But really sweet cat. And then we have our 5 kittens. 3 of them are black and white females. And we have a gray female, gray tiger stripe female, and a black and white male with a white tip on his tail. They're all around 3 months old. So that's my group.
All right. Sounds like a great group out there. And like I said, if you know, I was allowed to have cat, animals at my house, I definitely would grab Turtle because I love what Becky says. He's like the king of social distancing sometimes. He likes to get under paper or something in his cage sometimes.
Yep, very comical. real quick, I would like to send out a special thanks to Carter's Automotive. They donated 20 bags of kitty litter in memory of Larry Young. That was yesterday. And we also had several donations of dog food, treats, and other supplies that were also made in Larry Young's honor. So we want to send out a big thank you to those people.
Absolutely. So that is a great donation. I know that helps you guys out a ton out there at the shelter, as with all those cats and dogs out there, you can go through the supplies pretty quick, can you not?
Absolutely. You'd be amazed.
All right. Again, how can they get a hold of you guys if they want to set an appointment so they can check out the animals down there?
The best way right now is to either text or leave a voicemail at my number, which is 620-252-9046, or you can message us on Facebook.
All right, so be sure to do that. That way you can set up an appointment so you can check out one of the great animals down there in the shelter. Lots of animals. Definitely looking for that forever home. All right, well, Brad, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Thank you very much. Have an awesome day.
All right, you as well. All right, that was Brad from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Again, be sure to give them a call and so you can make an appointment down there to see the animals. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to restart Open Line. We'll take your calls if you have anything you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Or if you'd like to weigh in on today's Nichols Hitching Post poll question of the day, you can do that as well. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday.